In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen.
Today is the second week of the Pentecost. And we celebrate today, as we listen to the gospel of today, I am the bread of the life. As we have the 7 weeks in the Great Lent, we have also another 7 weeks and another seven Sundays. And we celebrate also each Sunday in the Pentecost as we celebrate each week we celebrate also today that I am the bread of the life, as Jesus Christ said exactly. Then before going to know what is exactly when Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of the life, I have to also start by to know what is the level of knowledge of God, how to know God, and what is exactly the knowledge of knowing God. To know God, there is three levels of knowing God. Number one is the level of experience. For example, if I go to someone, you know God? He will tell me, yes, I know God. How do you know God? He will say, I know God from my experience. I listened to somebody else who told me, okay, this is God, and what happened with me? Then from listening, from experience only. Another knowledge of God, or another level of knowing God, is a level of knowledge. Maybe I read about God in the Bible, or maybe I know God from some information from the sermons. It's another level of knowing God. The last level to know God is a level of wisdom. A level of wisdom. It's a level of when I know God from my deep heart, when I live with Him, every day, me and Him alone. That's why I wanted to share with you today. If really I wanted to know God, then I have to live a level of wisdom, a level of knowing God from my heart. Not by experience another one, for example, come to tell me about what his experience, or I'm reading only about God from the Bible only. I wanted to be with him. That's why when he said, abide in me and I will abide in you, we will see that. First of all, before going to know God, I wanted to share with you also, in the Old Testament, there's many, many symbols of Eucharist in the Old Testament. First one, it was Jesus is the tree of life. I will read for you from Genesis. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword, which turned every way, to guard the way to the tree of life. In Genesis 3:22-24. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, it was a big problem because God gave them everything and they were in communion with Him. And make now a link between the communion with Him and now we are called the Eucharist, the communion. That's why when Adam and Eve fell in Genesis, in the beginning of the world, after they fell, they were very far from God, and there is no communion between them and between God. There's a big wall and gap between them. That's why Jesus Christ came God, he was incarnate and became flesh. And he said, I will give you my body to have a communion with you. Then he restored again this communion with him. This is very important to know why we are coming to the church and why we are taking the communion or the Eucharist. Because we wanted to be in communion with him. I wanted to, you know, when we, for example, when we play with a kid and we say, for example, Ananisi Aklak, a cute baby, for example. And I wanted to say first, like, I love Mac and I Ananisi Aklak. It is exactly. I wanted to say that exactly to God. Ananisi Aklak. How you are sweet. And I need this sweetness inside me. That's why it's very important to know what is the communion. Then, what else for, if I said that? In Genesis 2 it said, and by the torrent on the banks thereof of both sides shall grow all trees that bear fruit. Their leaf shall not fall off, and their fruit shall not fail. In Ezekiel, sorry. Every month shall they bring forth first fruit, because the water thereof shall issue out of sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Ezekiel tried to explain what is exactly this tree, the tree of life. He said that this tree of life, it's like a medicine. When I come to the church and when I take the communion, it's like exactly as if I'm taking some medicine for me. As I said before, the communion is like an antibiotic. It's when I have, for example, infection or whatever that I have, then when I take a medication, then I have to take this medication because to protect me also and to heal me. Exactly when I came to the church and take the communion. Don't give you the authority to tell yourself, I'm not worthy to take the communion. It's between you and between your father of confession. We are not allowed to tell ourselves, I'm not worthy to take the communion. Because we are not worthy all to take the communion. But if I'm going to the physician and I'm said, okay, I am sick and I need a medication, then he will write the prescription for me. And then I will say back to home, when I go back to home, I will say to myself, okay, I will never take the medication until I be good. Then how you will be good? You will never be healed until you take the medication. That's why Ezekiel in the Old Testament, he tried to explain what is exactly the tree of life, which is a medication. Also, another symbol in the Old Testament, which is a manna. What is the if I compare between a manna and between the Eucharist or the body of Christ, the manna came to the people of the Jews and came from heaven, and it was like a bread. And God fed them, and they were very full from this manna. Exactly, Jesus Christ came from heaven and he was incarnate and became a man and he became a flesh and he became a bread to eat it. And he fed us. Maybe if I compare between that in Old Testament, it was something physically and only because they were very, very hungry. And also we are different. We are very hungry in our spiritual life. The last period when I was during the Great Lent until now, I met a lot of people, they are not Christian. And the common things that they told me, we try to find the happiness, but we didn't find anything. The common things, we try to run. We try to find the happiness, but we didn't find anything in our life. We did everything in our life to find this happiness, but unfortunately, no. And when they came to the church, they said, we don't know why we feel satisfied. There is something different when we come to the church. They didn't pray. They didn't do anything. It's only they came to the church. It's a spirit of prayer and the spirit of Eucharist. Jesus Christ is here. It's different. Find your happiness anyway. It's a temporary. But when you come to the church, it's only the full and the real happiness and joyful. There is a joy here. That's why Jesus Christ said, I will give you my body to be happy. I will tell you, Saint Cyril of Jerusalem said about the communion or the Eucharist. By his own will, which is Jesus Christ, once he changed the water into wine of Cana of Galilee. So why should we not believe that he can change wine into blood? We should therefore have full assurance that we are sharing in the body and the blood of Christ. For in the type of bread, his body is given to you, and in the type of wine, his blood is given to you, so that by partaking of the body and blood of Christ, you may become of one body and one blood with him. You understand what he said? That when I take the bread of God, the bread which is the body of God, I became a body of God. I became his body. St. John of Damascus said, and now you ask how the bread becomes a body of Christ, and the wine and the water become the blood of Christ. I shall tell you, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and achieve the things which surpass every word and thought. Let it be enough for you to understand that this takes place by the Holy Spirit. And I will thank God that we are not having an open eye to see what is happening inside the altar when the bread and the wine transfer to the body and the blood of Christ. And when our saints before saw that, they said a little bit, how great the Holy Spirit came and changed this bread and this wine to the body and the blood of Christ. But I have a question. What are the benefits of this sacrament? And what are the benefits of to take the communion, to be communion with God? I will tell you exactly what Jesus Christ said. Number one is obtaining eternal life. He said in John 6, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. He who eats this bread will live forever. Exactly when the Samaritan woman came to Jesus Christ, she said, okay, I have to drink this water. Then Jesus Christ said, no, I will give you different water. You will never be thirsty later. And he was right. When I come to the church, when I take his body and I taste his body, I will live forever. Forever, it means I'm not live here. There is another life. You can imagine I'm taking Jesus Christ inside me, then I am part from his body. When I go to the eternal life, I will know him because I'm part from him. Like he will say, I know you. You are part from my body. That's why this is the obtaining eternal life. Number two, abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in John 15, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and in him, another part, consequently we bear the fruit of the Spirit. He who abides in me and I am in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. You can imagine, as I said before, I am staying in my home, and outside, for example, in the winter, it's minus 40. And I have to stay at home because it's too cold outside. And there is heat inside. Inside my room and inside my home, there is heat. And just I go outside, it's freezing. And exactly when I abide in Christ and Christ abide in me, it's exactly there is heat inside the room, my room, and it will abide in me to make me warm. I feel better when I will be with him. Go outside the world. It's cold. Do whatever they do. It's cold. Run and be happy. But after a while, it'll be cold, and you will come back again to Christ, and you will never feel warm. It will never be warm until you come to him. Inside his bottom. That's why, as I said before, this is only the bottom of Christ, a bottom of God, a bottom of Father. This is the head of the church. When we look to the east, we look to his bottom. It's exactly like a father. When I feel any kid, for example, they are fear. They have fear inside their heart. Only they run to go to the bottom of father of the mother. Number three, grow the maintenance of our spiritual life. In John 6 again, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who feeds on me will live because of me. As I said before, it's like, as Ezekiel said before, it's medicine, and try to maintain me. When I come to the church, you maybe you think about a prayer, for example, as I said before. When you pray, you feel that maybe something will change outside. For example, some circumstances will change, or something will be different. No. The prayer changes inside you. That's why when I come to the church, something is different. It's inside me. When I come to the church and pray, I feel inside me different in my heart. Whatever what happened outside, I have troubles, there is a temptation, nothing change. Nothing change, but me only change. That's why I'm taking this sacrament, his blood and his body, only to maintain my life, to maintain my heart, the salvation and remission of sins. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many and for the remission of sins. You can imagine that each time you come to the church, I tell you, each time you come to the church, remember that Jesus Christ, he was on the cross and he was crucified only for me. I like the icon when Jesus Christ, he was on the cross and it's written for you only. Yes, then when I come to the church and take the communion, I tell myself, okay, it's for me. He was crucified on the cross for me. And finally, I will tell you the consequences of the unworthy communion. I'll tell you only St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 31. Whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself. Again, I'm telling you that doesn't mean that I have to go to my father of confession and I have to take, for example, absolution to take the communion. But when St. Paul said that, he said that I know very well that, for example, I have sin, but I am going back to my sin. This is a problem. That's why he said unworthy. We are all unworthy to take his body. But he gives this as a gift to us. That's why we have to take it as a medicine. But I have to feel that I'm coming to the church to take his body. However, I have to ask my father of confession about the absolution to take the communion. And he said, for he who eats the drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning, recognizing clearly the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many are sleeping. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God bless our days, and to be worthy to take the communion, and to take his body, and to take his blood. And we have the hope that we be one body with Christ, and when we meet him in the eternal life, we will know him, and he will know us too. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Chen bima shom teneo bechristos anesti ek nekron.
And he was placed in the
Seboro en tebo afto en fevo genes mod faere beo ere bere bena avnem befiote agasos ne Shirinem bebnev maes o evtetere yesen jikevon teno oshtemos ten
Sophia Theobros Chamen, Kirielaison, Kirielaison, Chenomethmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantokrator, Creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, whom the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Tengoste volcha et henti anastasis en tenere mot Nembe on gente beones neio
Amen.
φλόγισον.
Επί προσευχής
τόσιτε.
Και το πνεύμα τέσον.
There is the eternal hope for my man in an corruption. And that which in the voice of the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which those of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to our men.
Pray for the perfect peace, love, and love, holy Apostle Kiss.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, God, our heart with your peace. Clean that from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil, and telling death. And make us all worthy of our Master to greet one another with the Holy King, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east and let us attend.
Eaten intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your God Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of by all the holy powers.
before she did stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of all. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
جبلنا وخلقنا وضعنا في فردوس النائم، وعندما خالفنا عصيتك بالرؤية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية نفينا من فردوس النائم، لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء، بل تعمدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين، وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس والظلمة ضلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح، هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء قديس مريم.
آمين.
بك إيمانا توتن وإنز الصنفيشن إجران تدد بيترون عيتربون ترانسبيرت. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by his Spirit. He loved his own one and all, and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we bound them soon on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
وقام من الأموات في يوم وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب، ورسم يوما للمجازات الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكون بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله.
كرحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا.
السر العظيم الذي للتقوى لأنه في مراسمنا أن يسلم نفسه للموت عن حياة العالم.
قدنا
على يدي الطائرتين أتين بلا عيب ولا دنس تباغيتين المحيتين.
نؤمن أن هذا هو بالحقيقة آمين.
انظر إلى فوق نحو السماء إليك الله أبا سيد كل أحد وشكرا
آمين. آمين. نؤمن ونعترف ونمجد.
وقسم أعطاني تلاميذ قديسين على صراط المكرمين قائلا Take, eat of it all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true.
بعد العشاء مزاج من خمر وماء وشكرا
آمين آمين
وقدس
آمين. وأيضا نؤمن ونعترف ونمجد
طائنا لتلاميذ القديسين ونصر عطاهم مكرمين قائلا Take drink of it all of you for this is my blood of the new covenant it shall be shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ton sana ton so kire katangelo me ketina gea so anastasin Ketin analipsin so entis oranis ke omolo omen se enomen se flogomen se fcharistomen kere ke de
قدس قيمت من الأمان صعود للسمات جلوس عن يمينك أيها الأم أدور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
Worship God in fear and trembling.
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجد لك.
Let us attend. Amen.
Payoink men in the five and so my forevento.
Tina Tia Min.
Pay off with the onanis no fifth iot in titi the antiki in very.
Amen.
For the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Us all worth your matter to partake of your holiness and to perfection of our souls, our body, our spirit, that we may become one body and spirit and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
Peace which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba and Beta Vadros II.
صلوا من أجل رئيس كنتنا البابا المعظم الأنبا تودروس الثاني بابا بطريرك الرئيس وساقفة المدينة العظمى للسكندرية وسائر ساقفتنا الأرثوذكسية.
Lord have mercy.
Rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higomen, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higomen, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pentecostor.
The safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox Father.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours and all cities, district, and island, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And Lord, and God, fame, reaching accord, O Lord, the air of heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the rivers, the seed, the herb, and the plant of the field this year, bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Give joy to the face of the earth, when its fruit be abundantly water, and its fruit be plentiful, prepare it for sowing and resting, manage our life as the infant. Let the crown of the year with your goodness, for the sake of the poor of your people, the way to the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for all the sake of us all who entreat you, and sing your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season, and lead with us according to your goodness. O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficient in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, those who have brought and those who have given, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for this holy and precious gift, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
Praise the Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, we share in commemoration of your sins. Richly accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have been in the beginning, our Holy Fathers, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the Spirit of the righteous who consummate in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theodocos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, and Saint John, the Bernard, Baptist, and Martin, and Stephen, Arden, the Pearl Martin, and the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarch, and the Virgin, and the Scorus, and the Apostolic, and Peter, and the Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Bethan, the Gregorian, the Theologian, the Gregorian, the Wonder Worker, the Gregorian, the Armenian, the 318, the Sibylline, and Nicaea, the 150, Constantinople, and the 200, and Ephesus. Nempenior, and Neopenish, of Antonius, Nempesmiava, Pavlin, and Bishop of Sava, Macari, and Nishir, and Savrovoros. Nempeniot Ava and Biromenos, Nempeniot Ava, Pishoe, Pimis, Nimperomen, Teleios, Ping Menrit, and the Benso Tiren. Nempenion Baba Ava Kirillos Pima Asum, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Not mention those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of crying richly. O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Victoria, Malati, Samira, Mitri, Suad, Mitri, Suriel, Suriel, Azat, Awad, Ibrahim, Fadila, Basili, Rufail. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in the green pasture by the water of rest of the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
Take repose them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too are sojourners in this place. Keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, it shall be from generation to generation and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
And lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified. Blessed and exalted in everything, honor, blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
وننفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسم عظيم القدوس وأيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وإسعاد أسراره الإلهية غير المائتة.
آمين.
Ten ostem bek soma eso e Nembekes no fetayo.
Christos in Jepipantokrator, choice penuti.
Amin, amin, ebrose vexasti.
Kyrie eleison.
Salam ligamiaikum.
Wali rohika aida.
في ثالث يوم قام من الأموات
المسيح قام من الأموات
to Mary Magdalene and spoke with her in this manner till my brethren that they to Galilee and there shall they see me. Michael, the archangel, descended from heaven, rolled the stone from the door of the tomb and proclaimed the good news to the women carrying the spices, saying, E Christos anesti.
Eleison anesti eknekeron.
Anesti eknekeron thanatou thanatoun patissas kechis entsimni masin zoin charisaminos. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled upon death, has bestowed life upon those who in the tomb. He breathed into the face of his saintly disciples and pure apostles, saying, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you will remit, they are remitted to them, and those which you return shall be returned.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
Purify us from the all hypocrites, so that with a pure heart we dare with boldness, without fear, to entreat you, God the Holy Father, who are in the heavens, and say, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. In Christ, Jesus.
Kephalasimon to Kyrie, Ecclesiastes.
Onobion son Kyrie.
Proschamin, simetavovo, proschamin.
Ierini pansi.
Et obneumati. Remember, O Lord, our congregation, bless.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe, and confess in the last breath that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of Us, all the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the union of the cross of His own will for us all. بالحقيقة ومن اللاهوت أنا من فارق ناسوت أو لحظة واحدة ولا طرفتين يعطانا خلاصا وفرانا للخطايا حياتنا بديا لكل من يتناول منه أؤمن 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 أن هذا بالحقيقة يمين.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Doxa se kere zoxa.
Oh,
سبحوا في جلاد قوتي هللويا هللويا يسوع المسيح ملك المجد قام من بين الأموات praise him for his mighty acts alleluia alleluia Jesus Christ the King
سبحوا كثرة عظمتي هللويا هللويا يسوع المسيح ملك المجد قام من بين الأموات
sound of the trumpet Alleluia Alleluia Jesus Christ the King of glory is risen from the dead
سبحوا بالمزمار والقصار هللويا هللويا يسوع المسيح ملك المجد قام من بين الأموات praise him with timbrel and cora alleluia alleluia Jesus Christ the King of glory is risen from the dead
سبحوا بأوتار وأورون هللويا هللويا يسوع المسيح ملك المجد قام من بين الأموات Alleluia, Alleluia, Jesus Christ, the King of glory, is risen from the dead. Sabbihu,
فلتسبح اسم الرب إلهنا هللويا يسوع المسيح ملك المجد قام من بين الأموات دك Hallelujah.
السلام ناس المصرة مين الليل يا دوك سابتري كي وكي يا ابن ماتي كيني كي كيستوسي ونستوني تنوشي بولنغو موجي وبن شاي سيسوس بخري ابورو انتي بو افتم في بلخني اسمو ادخن بيه وما شف صوتي امونو وهنينا Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eflogeson, amin, esmo eroi, simultania konie, mandambiemo. Amin, esse shovi.
تقدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك الله أرد خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين لنا لا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا أنك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين.
شركة ومصدرة وعافية العقل يستكون مع جميع